Christus, chapter 5, Mishnah 1. Dam shchita bebehema, the blood from the shchita, from the slaughtering of an animal. And what this is talking about over here is the consuming of the blood. Blood, consuming of blood, is one of the isurim for which the punishment is kares. So this Mishnah, that the dam, the slaughter blood of an animal, b'chaya or b'oifos, whether it's a domesticated or undomesticated animal, or whether it's a bird, b'intamem or b'intohirim, even if it's, doesn't matter, even if it's a kosher or a non-kosher animal, that blood is forbidden to be consumed. And if it is consumed, then we'll see that the prohibition is punishable by kares. Not only that, but dam nechira, the dam ikur, that that blood, if the blood comes out, if the person merely pierces the windpipe, that area, and causes the animal to bleed out, or he tears that area. So both of these methods are not valid slaughtering methods. Nevertheless, the person would be liable to kares. The dam hakaza, also the if it was blood letting, if someone tore open the arteries and let out all the blood of the animals, shanefesh yotzebo, that all the life comes out of the animals. In all of these cases, chayavim alav, says the Mishnah, the person would be liable if he consumed any of this blood. But dam hatchul, but the blood of the spleen, the blood contained with inside the organ, dam halev, also the blood of the heart. Dam beitzim, the blood of eggs. Dam dagim, the blood of fish. Dam chagavim, or of locusts. Dam hatamtis, or the blood that oozes out, meaning that it's not the life blood of the animal, the blood that just oozes out. So in all of these cases, ein chayavim alehim, the person is not liable if he drinks it. Rabbi Yehuda macha b'dam hatamtis. But Rabbi Yehuda says not a person is liable if he drinks the blood that oozes out. So the blood that oozes out is the blood that is the blood that, let's say during the shchita, that just at the beginning, it's like the oozing of the blood, or after the gush of blood, the blood that oozes out thereafter, that's not considered the life blood. The blood that gushes out in a steady stream during the slaughtering of the animal, that's the life blood. That that is the isser. But Rabbi Yehuda says not even for the blood that oozes out, that if a person drank that blood, he would also be obligated for kares.